When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Warning, the Foundation database is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained.
Welcome to the Delta Green SCP Files. I am your GM, Aaron. And we will go around and introduce our players, starting with Mark.
Hello, my name is Mark. I'll be playing the character known as Arlo Crow. He is a U.S. Deputy Marshal, but in the SCP, he is a field operative.
I'm Daniel. I'm playing Bill Alvarez, NSA agent, and in the SCP, he is a research analyst.
I'm Ariel. I play Eleanor Maldonna, who is an FBI scientist. And in the SCP, I am a field researcher.
Great. Let's get started. We will set the stage with a very, very alerting tone going through the halls of the SCP Foundation. An alarm notifying you that one of the experiments has escaped. Across the loudspeaker, you hear,
"Warning, SCP-173 has escaped containment. Teams have been deployed. MTF arm."
Eleanor and Bill, you are currently doing research on a completely different SCP. One that is classified as safe. After hearing these alarms, you know the immediate procedure is to close up any containment areas and report to a very safe area, meaning a break room or anything like that. What would you like to do?
Well, I will contain what I'm working on currently.
Okay.
Properly.
Okay. So you contain the SCP. Bill?
I'm going to do with like whatever information I have access to, because I know I don't have access to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I will contain that.
Okay. So you shut down the computer systems, and Eleanor, you recontain the object, and you are sitting in the middle of a control room. Now, the nearest safe area is dedicated to the break room just on the other side of this facility.
Okay, well then, after that, I'll just go to the place.
Okay. Bill?
Yeah, I'll follow.
Okay, so you two run to the break room. As soon as you get to the break room, you see several other researchers piling into the room, along with MTF, and MTF secures the door. It's a large steel shutter door, and they put barricades up. All the other researchers go to all the corners of the room, per directive. So everyone is facing out to the center of the room. So they're standing along the walls and facing out to the center of the room. The MTF personnel walk to the center room and address all of you. All right, here's the deal. If you're going to blink, let the person next to you know. We don't know where this thing is, and we don't know where it's at. We don't know where this thing is, and we don't know where it could be. So keep your eyes peeled. Do we understand each other? The whole room just kind of unison, yes. Good. So the MTF agents go back to the door and they stand guard.
Bill?
Yes?
I need to blink.
So I guess I'll keep looking in the direction she was looking.
And I like blink a bunch of times. Okay, I'm good.
I probably need to do the same now.
Okay, I got your back.
So I'll do the same thing.
Okay. So we will go to the outside. Now, you guys are currently in New Mexico. Our outside the wire, so to speak, agent, Arlo, you get a call on your cell phone.
This is Arlo.
This is the administrator.
What's going on?
We have a breach in containment from SCP-173.
Shit.
I need you to keep your eyes peeled. We have reason to believe that SCP-173 has completely broken containment of the facility.
Completely?
Completely.
How's that possible?
We're looking into it.
Alrighty.
Keep your eyes peeled and let us know.
Am I, like, outside, like, on the road, or...?
Yeah, you're outside on the road. Like, you're working your normal job. You're marshaling.
Do you need me down there, or...?
We just need you to keep your eyes peeled.
All right.
And the phone clicks.
I'll pull over to the local law enforcement.
Okay.
And get out and go talk to the sheriff.
Okay. So as you walk in, it's here in a small little community. You walk in, it's a ramshack of a police station, and the rookie cop is sitting there flipping through some comics.
Good afternoon.
He kind of shoots up out of his chair. Hi.
I'm Deputy U.S. Marshal Arlo Crow. I need to speak to the sheriff.
Right away, Marshal. He kind of jumps up and runs to the back office. A few moments go by. Sheriff comes out. He's a portly man. Big old handlebar mustache. Comes up to you.
Marshal Crow.
Pleased to meet you. I'll shake his hand. I'm U.S. Marshal Arlo Crow. Deputy U.S. Marshal Arlo Crow. I'm working the area. Got a federal fugitive running around. Dangerous type. If you have any strange phone calls come through, or any strange reports of any kind, notify me immediately, please.
What sort of strange things are we looking for here, Marshal?
Out of the ordinary, I guess you could say. You know, people seeing random stuff, disappearances, stuff like that.
Disappearances, you say?
Now, I don't suspect any trouble from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he slips out during transport all the time. We usually contain him pretty quickly. But he likes to hit up these small towns, you know, try to get what he can to survive on the road. But if you have any strange calls or anything out of your normal day-to-day operation, give me a call. And I'm going to hand him my card.
And he takes the card.
Right, I'll give you a phone call if anything comes up, Marshal.
Thank you.
You have yourself a fine day.
I'll tip my hat and walk out.
All right. So we'll jump back to you two. You see the MTF personnel holding one of their hands to their ears. And he shakes his head. He says, Roger. He comes up and goes, looking for researchers Bill and Eleanor.
That's me. I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Bill.
Right, you two are to come with me immediately.
Okay, I'll
05 follow. 05 council orders.
I'll follow.
Yeah.
All right, so MTF guy waves to the other two. They open the shutter, and you two follow behind as MTF personnel. It takes you through the winding corridors of the Foundation to a small room with nothing but a TV monitor. As you sit down at the table per his instructions, and you look at the monitor, it flicks on with static, and a black silhouette appears. Bill, Eleanor,
You are the two researchers that have worked closest with SCP-173, correct?
Yes.
Sure.
We are giving you outside the wire assignment. You'll be attached to a Field Operative Crow. We want you to work closely with him in recontaining SCP-173. Are we understood?
Yes.
Affirmative.
The TV shuts off. MTF operative steps around the corner, says, I've been given instructions from the O5 Council to issue you gear for your departure. Anything you guys need?
Probably going to need it all. You know, armor, gun.
No, we can spare a vest each and probably a handgun.
Some ammo?
I don't know how well it's going to work against 173, but... Yeah, we can spare ammo. How many rounds?
Let's be on the safe side. Let's just do 50.
50 rounds each. Okay. So, he escorts you down to the armory. They check out two vests, two 9mm Berettas with 50 rounds each, and they hand you each an earpiece. Stay in contact. We're going to send you to Research Specialist Farden. He's going to debrief you on SCP-173. We know you're familiar with it. We know it's things you're going to cover, but we cannot send you out there unprepared.
Okay.
So they're going to escort, or the MTF agent's going to escort you into a debriefing room where Dr. Farn is there.
Hello, welcome. Sit down, please. SCP-173, also known as the sculpture, is a sculpture. It's constructed out of concrete. It is capable of moving at extremely high speeds, and will kill you by either snapping your neck or just strangulation. It is, however, incapable of moving if you are looking directly at it. So if you're looking at it, it cannot move. So anytime any of you spot it, please get both eyes on it and announce whenever you have to break line of sight. That includes yawning, sneezing, blinking, anything. It is a Euclid class, so it isn't the most dangerous that we have, but as far as being deadly goes, it is one of the worst to have out of containment. So, please be extremely cautious, and whatever you do, don't blink.
Do you have any questions for Doctor?
Nope.
She's good, I'm good.
All right, thank you, Dr. Farn. We'll be contacting Marshall Crow and she for a few short minutes. Please make your way to the exit. So you two head towards the exit. Marshall, you get a call.
This is Crow.
This is MTF agent 0076.
Yeah.
You are instructed to go directly to the front gate and pick up two researchers, Bill and Eleanor.
Bill and Eleanor. Alrighty.
And the phone hangs up the phone.
I'm going to turn my SUV around and start headed toward where they're at.
All right. A few moments go by and the SUV pulls up to the front of where you guys are standing.
A 6'2" thinnish man steps out. He does have a very stocky build to him, but he's not like overly strong. He still looks like he can be pretty wiry. Steps out. He's wearing a tan cowboy hat, a flannel shirt tucked in, with a belt buckle and a sidearm in like a holster, and he's wearing cowboy boots. As I'm Deputy Crow. I'm taking it you guys are Bill and Eleanor?
Yes.
Alrighty, well, let's go. I'm going to get in the SUV.
I'll get in the back.
Guess I'll get in the front.
Alright, what do you guys want to do from here?
So, do you guys know at all where this thing could be? Any kind of tracking?
I wasn't told any information.
I'm not quite sure.
All right, well, I suppose we'll just head back to the closest town and find out if anything's there.
About that time you turn the SUV around, you get a phone call.
This is Crow.
Deputy Crow? Marshal?
Yeah.
Listen, this is the sheriff. You were talking about them odd phone calls and reports and things. I got a couple reports uptown in one of the stores. They say somebody's gone around breaking necks. Thought you said we had nothing to worry about with this convict.
I'll be right there, and I'm going to basically put on the siren and fly down the road.
Okay. So why don't you, if you're going to go at high speeds for me, why don't you roll me a drive? Well, what's your drive at?
My drive is 50.
Okay, so go ahead and roll me a drive because you are flying at breakneck speeds to get to the site.
That is 34 under 50.
Beautiful. So you maneuver quite beautifully. You're ripping down these old dusty dirt roads, and you rip into the city in no time flat, going to probably roughly about 80, 90 miles an hour. As you rip into the parking lot of this small store, you hear screaming coming from the inside. What do you three want to do?
I'm going to get out and draw my weapon and run inside.
Okay.
I'm going to get out, and I'm keeping my eyes peeled.
Okay.
I'll do the same.
All right, so you three are all running into the building. You two are keeping cognizant of your surroundings. You two can go ahead and roll me a search. You know what, better yet, roll me an alertness.
So I have an alertness of 80, so... Mm-hmm.
Nope.
76 over 40.
Okay.
60 under 80.
So, what'd you roll, Bill?
30 over 20.
30, okay. So you two don't catch it, but you do. There is a woman screaming at the top of her lungs running out of the building. And what she's screaming is incoherent to you two, but you managed to make out a few words, Crow, of, I saw it.
Saw it?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. I'm going to keep running, moving inside.
Okay, so you three all rush inside. As you get inside, it is a bloodbath in here.
And as I'm running in, though, I am going to yell, like, contain her.
Okay, so you hear him yell as he runs in, contain her.
Can I grab her?
You may. You want to go ahead and roll me a... Yeah, go ahead and roll me an unarmed combat.
Ooh, 39 under 40.
Oh, damn. All right, so you managed to tackle her to the ground, and she's screaming, let me go! Let me go!
I'm going to attempt to cover her mouth, hopefully not get bit.
Okay.
So just to keep her quiet, I don't want to, like, suffocate her or nothing.
Okay. So she's mumbling.
You need to calm down, ma'am.
Do you have her, Bill?
Does it feel like I can safely assume I have her?
Yeah, she's not very strong, and she's terrified right now, so she's not going to be able to put up much of a fight against you. You can see she's covered in blood, and she seems exhausted, so...
So I'm just going to let her wear herself out temporarily.
Okay. So are you going to go ahead and just keep going?
Yeah, I was waiting for him to say yeah, so...
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll just tell Bill. I'm going to go in and assist Crow. So I'm going to head in. Well, actually, first what I'm going to do is go up to Bill, say blinking. I'm going to blink a few times, and then I'm going to go in.
Okay. So you two run in, and it is an absolute bloodbath in here. There are bodies everywhere, necks completely turned around. I mean, we're talking easily 10, 15 bodies. However, our forensic scientist, why don't you go ahead and roll me a forensics real quick?
42 over 40.
Damn. Okay. Nope. It just looks like a bunch of blood everywhere.
Dang.
So, what would you guys like to do? There's no more noise coming from this building.
I'm going to look around just to make sure I don't see it anywhere.
Okay. Roll me a search.
76 over 40. I'm rolling crap today.
Yeah, you don't see anything.
My eyes are hurting from keeping them open.
I'm going to move forward.
Okay. So are you going to move forward swiftly, quietly? What are you going to do?
Cautiously.
Cautiously. Okay. So go ahead and roll me a stealth.
Hmm. All right. Nope, that is 60 over 10.
Okay, as soon as you're kind of moving around these bodies and you slip a little bit on some of the blood that's poured, and as soon as you do, you catch eyes with 173.
I got him.
I'm looking in that direction.
Okay. You see this large, disgusting statue staring back at you with its big old eyes. What would you two like to do?
Bill!
You do hear them yelling.
Is this woman, like, knocked out, or...
No, she's still struggling. She's wide awake.
Is she struggling?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the ground, right?
You are on the ground with her, yes.
Can you stay calm for me? I'm gonna kind of release her mouth a little bit.
I'm getting the fuck out of here, and you should too.
No, I need you to stay calm.
That thing is in there. It's... I don't know what it is, but it's killing everyone. And I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Can I hit her with the pistol? Like, I want to just knock her out. I don't want to kill her.
Sure can. Go ahead.
What do you want me to roll?
Unarmed?
Melee weapon?
Melee weapon, yeah.
Dang, 39 out of 30.
So yeah, you swing at her and miss, and at that point she... elbows you. We'll see if she gets you. She's going to elbow you and get you the fuck out of here.
See, unarmed combat, untrained, is 40.
Yeah, she 2%. Yeah, she elbows you and knocks you off, and she begins to take off.
Oh, no, I got a tackle. I got a container.
Okay.
Bill, get in here now.
So you're going to tackle her again. Go ahead and give me another unarmed.
In the thing, what takes precedence?
SCP always takes precedence.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure so I didn't get off.
SCP is always the most important. Everything else can be covered.
So I will head that way.
Okay, so you're going to leave her run off?
Yep,
okay.
If that doesn't matter.
So you run inside and you catch eyes with SCP-173.
So I will try to move near Eleanor.
Okay.
I'm blinking.
So I'll keep watch.
Yep, I'm keeping an eye open.
Okay.
Now you two stand here, keep watch. I'm going to go make the phone call real quick.
Blinking, Bill.
I'm going to watch.
So I'm blinking. Going to just move, like, right to the entrance, still keeping eyes on 173.
As soon as you get to the entrance, you see SCP-173 right in front of you at the entrance.
The fuck?
We didn't take our eyes off of him.
You guys are staring at one SCP-173.
I'm going to ask, you guys got eyes on 173?
Yes.
So do I.
So there's more than one?
Not blinking, I'm going to pull up my phone and tell my phone to call the director.
Well, you won't have the director's direct line. Nobody does.
Well, the highest chain of command I can go.
Okay, so you can call your supervisor.
Okay.
Okay. So, in the meantime, I need you to go ahead and roll me a power.
I got this.
Can I say something?
Sure you can.
Bill, go in between both of us to give us blink breaks.
All right, so are you good?
Hold on, I'm blinking. I'm going to blink. Okay, I'm good.
So then I will go over to the marshals.
I should be a total asshole and make it so you guys actually have to not blink in real life.
Nope. I failed. I'm already dead. Already did.
All right, so you're going between the two.
I will never blink.
Yeah, I'll go.
Huh?
Said I will never blink.
Did you pass your power?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you don't blink in the middle of this phone call. Your supervisor picks up.
Agent Crow?
I need a tag team.
Did you find 173?
We found two.
You found what?
There's two.
Where are you?
Small town, close, convenience store. Follow the screaming.
Follow the... Where? What town?
The closest town to the containment. Small town with those hit
Got
town.
It.
The fat
sheriff. The phone hangs up. So you guys hear over your earpieces.
Eleanor, Bill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. We've gotten word that you've found SCP-173.
We found both of them.
Right. Maintain eye contact at all times. MTF team is en route.
Understood.
Are there any casualties?
Tons.
You're not on the airpiece. Fuck you.
Tons.
Any survivors? Witnesses?
There was a witness. A
Roger
woman.
That. Did you get any information on this woman?
Bill would know more. Like trying to concentrate.
Bill, any information?
I'll give a description of her, a short description of her. That's all I've got.
Okay. All right, so in the meantime, it's power rolls. So, Eleanor, you haven't rolled me a power roll yet. Go ahead and roll me a power roll.
Shit, why are you going to kill me off right away?
I hope to God I don't.
Because I'm rolling like shit right now. Oh. Is it Bill going in between us, though?
Yeah. Bill's currently on Crow, so he can blink.
Oh, thank God. Yes, I made it.
All right, so you've made it, but you're... Your eyes are burning.
Bill, I need a break.
So, did I get to him?
Yeah, he's gotten his blink break.
I'm going to blink real quick. So that's what I'm telling the marshal.
Okay.
You got a what?
I'm going to blink.
Okay.
I'm not blinking. I'll do my bunch of blinkins, and then I'll
okay.
go her way.
All right, so a few more moments go by. All right, Marshall, I need you to give me another power roll.
50 under 75.
Ooh. All right, so your eyes are starting to burn.
I need a blank break.
Whenever Bill comes to me and says he's there, then I'll do a bunch of my blinks and stare right at the thing again.
Okay. Bill, I need you to roll me a power as well because your eyes are starting to get... It's been quite a few minutes since MTF has been contacted and your eyes are starting to burn too.
Nope, Bill's dead.
Did you really fail?
77 out of 65.
Okay, well, you're in the middle, so you're good. But you end up having to blink right as you open your eyes to see. So that's a close fucking call. So your eyes were on. You said specifically your eyes were on 173, so... Bill fucked up.
All right, here's what we're going to do. The one you're staring at there, Eleanor, is 173A. The one I have is B. All right. Bill, you're going to announce which one you're looking at every time you switch. That way we know where you're at and who's safe to blink. And always announce when you got to blink.
How far apart are these two?
You're looking at probably at least 20 feet apart.
So I could legitimately stand between them and then look either direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to run back and forth.
No.
So who's the last one that had to blink?
I think I blinked last. Mm-hmm.
So I'll be looking, and I'm going to... Looking in... You have B?
Yeah, I have B.
Looking in B's direction.
I got to blink.
So I'll look at B's direction.
Okay, so you blink. So as you're about to blink, roll me a power.
And there goes Eleanor.
So you failed?
82 over 75.
As you close your eyes, you hear the stone begin to move, and then it stops. And as you open your eyes, 173 is face to face with you.
Fuck!
And you hear heavy boots coming in. I've got eye contact on A! And you see MTF coming past you.
Thank God you boys are here.
You only had to pass three blinks. Total, as a team, you only had to pass three. If you'd failed that third one, one of you would have been fucking dead.
I thought I was dead right there.
Nope. I made the fourth one an optional because the fourth one, the MTF would have shown up. But, yeah. You see the MTF come in, and it's a squad. We're looking at least 12 men. And they kind of look at you guys and go, all right, you're free.
All right, I'm going to immediately go outside.
Okay.
Same.
All right.
Oh, shit. That fucking thing.
Rubbing my eyeballs.
I don't understand why we don't just destroy that bastard. Ugh, why do they gotta fucking research everything? Anytime you eggheads let anything out, I'm the one that has to go fucking deal with it.
I didn't let this out.
One of you assholes down there did.
Oh, one of us had to have, but it wasn't me or Bill because we were both doing something else.
Yeah, classified.
Okay, as you guys are outside recouping, MTF operatives... couple more come in with dollies, and they begin to strap both SCP-173s up and begin to take them undercover. There's a couple MTF agents under a sheet as they begin to take them and load them into the back of a blacked out vehicle. As the 173s are loaded and you see all the agents jumping in the back to keep eye contact on both of them, you two in your earpiece hear crackling.
Research to Bill. Research to Eleanor.
Yes.
We are hereby granting you authority of the exterior. You will now both be field researchers and attached to Agent Crow. Also, SCP-096 has breached captivity, also known as Shy Guy. Your next set of orders is to capture Shy Guy and investigate who is releasing the SCPs.
Son of a bitch. Understood.
All right, transmission cuts out.
Well, I suppose I gotta drive you guys back to the base.
I suppose you're gonna drag us around for a lot longer than that, Marshall. Our new orders are to follow you. We are now field researchers.
Great. Great.
And we are off to contain SCP-096.
Shy Guy, how are these pricks getting... Someone's gotta fucking... I'm going to shoot whoever's releasing these motherfuckers, I swear. All right. I suppose they didn't give you any information on where he's at?
No.
The only thing I've ever known about that one is his name. What the fuck's they all about anyway? You guys know?
Would we?
No. Not off the top of your heads. You know about Shy Guy. You've heard rumors about passing, but you don't have access. Well, nobody's purposely accessed the files because you had no need to.
I'm going to call my supervisor.
All right. So you're headed back to your truck first, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you head back to your truck and you open it to get into the passenger seat, there's a... What looks to be the back of a photograph in your chair.
I'll pick it up.
As you pick it up, you see in crude handwriting, "Don't look, Crow."
I'm going to hold it, looking at it. I'm going to open my phone and call my supervisor.
And that's where we're going to end this episode. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Tune in next time.
This is the O5 Council. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to attend this briefing. If you have any further questions, you can contact us on the Robots Radio Discord. Links are in the show notes below. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled, your ears open, and await further instructions. O5 Council out.
Hello, gentle listener. Every Friday, be sure to tune in.
What the hell are you doing, Ampersand?
Hi, Charlie. I'm sorry I broke in.
I thought I was the only one to talk to myself.
Well, I'm letting everyone know about the Fumbling Four and the Almighty Crit.
Woo-hoo! It's a 5e live play podcast. Join us every week.
Where do we find it, you old crusty coot?
Anywhere you can get all your podcasts.
Woo-hoo!
You find it every Friday, you stupid cat!
What up, Tonight City? You're listening to N54 Radio. This is DJ Sparks bringing you a new hit show from Night City, Cyberpunked, a Cyberpunk Red live play podcast. Listen as a ragtag group slamming on the corpos, survive the streets, and try to keep from being flatlined. You can tune in on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. DJ Sparks out!